Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes. Today we are talking about this quote that inspired me. I kind of mess up the quote every time, but I'm going to give you the gist of it. So let me tell you the story of how this kind of came about and inspired me. So every week I have a hiking group that we try to be intentional about hiking together, seeing each other. We're busy moms. Our kids are not in the same type of sports or activities. And so we just really don't get to see each other. So we try to be intentional every week and we go on a hike and we talk about life. We talk about vulnerable things. We talk about things that are going on in our life, maybe struggles, celebrations. And we were talking about just marriages. And one of the quotes that a friend of mine said, she said, it's so important to connect versus being correct. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And she said, it's so important that we care more about connecting with our spouse than being correct all the time. And this just like was a dagger in the heart, because one of the things that I think I struggle with the most is wanting to be correct. So if we are in a fight or an argument or a disagreement of some sort, and we both have two separate viewpoints, and this could happen in any relationship that you're in, let's not even just marriage. Let's talk about our kids. Let's talk about friendships. Let's say we are debating, I don't know, let's throw just a grenade in there. Let's say politics. Let's say we have different views on politics, which is going to heat up real soon when it happens to be election season. And you have differing views on different politics. And instead of being correct, instead of like fighting to the death to make your side known or for you to be correct in the fight, instead of that, think of how can we connect? How can I connect versus being correct? And I want you to think about that. I think about it in all of the different disagreements that Grant and I have been, one of us wants to be correct. One of us at the end of the day wants the other person to say like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. My bad. You're right. I see your point. You win. You're right. And then it's all good. Well, it's all good for the person that feels like they won the argument, but it's not great for the person who just kind of basically bowed out and said like, hey, you win, I'm out. Because what I've found is that even though a spouse might do that and it might feel great, and the person that wins the argument or thinks that their spouse saw their viewpoint, really, probably, you have one spouse that has said sorry a lot more than the other because they don't want to fight, because they're bowing out, because they just would rather not have an argument. But it doesn't mean that they actually think you're correct. And over time, what has happened in our relationship is resentment has built. Resentment has built on the person who always has to say sorry or who doesn't want to fight. And so this is something, I mean, we've been married 20 years, 21 years almost. Maybe it is 21 years, 20-ish years, let's say that. And this is something we still struggle with, and something that we go to counseling about, and something I'm trying to be more cognizant about. Grant already does a really good job of this, but to connect versus being correct. And how that could play out in our relationship is that when we are disagreeing on something or see a different perspective, that we say things like, you know what? I can see how you might think that or feel that. I might not understand it or completely agree, but I can definitely see how you could feel like that. Because you never want to disregard someone's feelings, whether you understand it, whether you meant it. If that person's feelings are hurt, or if that person is feeling a certain way, I mean, have you ever had someone say like, well, you shouldn't feel like that, or that's not right that you feel that way? That does not help at all, because people feel their feelings. And so I wanted just to hopefully come on today, because this is something that has stuck with me for probably the last 3 weeks. And I know when it's something that is resonating with me and that I'm thinking about, and it's kind of like one of those dagger, you know, in my heart that I'm like, oh shoot, I didn't want you to say that because I really struggle with that. It's something that I usually need to share. And so in this kind of space of Valentine's coming up, when this actually comes out, it'll be after Valentine's, but it doesn't have to be Valentine's to love your people well. I just wanted to give this as an inspiration, because it was an inspiration to me that if we can find ways to connect with people versus being correct, it will go a long way. And I want you to think of it with your kids. When you and your kids have a disagreement about something, you know, my mom always says, like, pick your battles. Like, everything does not have to be a battle. You can disagree on some things, but you can still connect, choose connection over being critical and critiquing all the time. Because what happens is when we do that to our kids, and the first thing we say is the critique, it builds a wall between our connection. And so it's so important that we are working on that connection piece, so that when we do correct, when we do critique, they can hear it. They can be connected with us in a way that they can actually hear it. Think of your friendships. Think of different things, you know, in the workplace that you might have some tension, or you might want to be right in a certain way. But when we think of the phrase connection, connecting versus being correct, I think it helps us really live out our love and our compassion for others in a different way. So I hope this helped you. I know it was something that I just thought about. I really just meditated on the last couple weeks, prayed about that I would be someone who cared more about connecting with my spouse, with my kids, with my friends, with my coworkers, than always being correct. And I hope this resonated with you too. I hope to see you next week for another interview with some awesome guests. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for caring about loving others well. Thank you for being love and doing good in your family and in your community. We will see you next week.